In our previous interview, you mentioned your husband's brothers and sisters. You said Elliot was the oldest. Can you tell us something about his family, his brothers and his sisters?
Oh, of course I can. He had a rather large family, I think, from where I sit, because I came from a small family. He had four brothers and two sisters, and regrettably, there were some deaths. There was a set of twins, a brother and a sister, and his sister died in 1966, I think it was. He had a brother who was the twin to this sister, who died in about 1972. And the other brother, younger, died in 1952. At the present time, there is only one brother and one sister left. There was issue from all of these children. From the brother that died in the 50s, there were no children.
What was his name?
His name was Saul, S-A-U-L. The sister's name was Nuba, N-U-B-A, and her twin brother's name was Lewis. The brother that is living today is Milton Albert, and the sister is Esther Grosser, G-R-O-S-S-E-R. She is the baby of the family, and there are only two left. I think there was a seventh child, but this child mustn't die in Russia before the family ever came to this country. Anyway, nobody ever talked about this baby, so I would assume it was very young when it died, and Elliot's mother never discussed it. His father died before I met Elliot, and he was very erudite and gentleman. Mother was a very active woman, and she was practically known as Mrs. Jewish National Front. She climbed stairs until she was way up in her late 70s to collect the blue boxes for money for Israel. Elliot's father, as I said, wrote, and he also was interested in many things intellectually. And I think I mentioned earlier that he had the most magnificent handwriting in English that I ever saw on anybody. It was just like 19th century script. It was so beautiful. Sister, Esther, is very close to me, and she is married and has been for a number of years, 35 or more, and has three children. The oldest one is a girl who's married to a young man who is now on sabbatical in Boston. He is a professor of psychology at the University of Waterloo in Canada. He is a Canadian. And Beth and Neil have two children, a boy and a girl, and they have a little boy. Just turns me on. He's quite a genius. He's just about 6 years old now, but he does extraordinary problems that I can't even begin to think about, much less do. And Michelle is a darling little girl, very sweet, but very informal little child. Alan, as I said, is an exception. This is Esther's daughter. Her next child is a son who is an orthodontist and has offices in East Liverpool and Steubenville, Ohio. And they have two children too, a little boy. Girl at this time. Let's see, Eric must be about 6 and a half, and then Indy is 4, I suppose. Milton, Ellie's last surviving brother, is married and has three sons, all grown up and married, and I think divorced and remarried. This is par for the course today. Are you interested in that?
Did the family all come to Pittsburgh when they came from Russia? Is this where they settled?
No. Remember I told you that Elliot's father came in as a rabbi.
That's
and
right.
He was a rabbi in the Monahama City for a year. And then they came to Pittsburgh after that and settled here in Pittsburgh.
Were the brothers in business with your husband?
No. Saul, the one who died, he had a business with my brother-in-law, Esther's husband, Delbert Grosser. That's an odd name, A-D-E-L-B-E-R-T. And that somehow didn't take. So Saul was an insurance agent for a while. Milton was an engineer at Westinghouse. Luba, one sister who died, was a very interesting and unusual gal. She was a dancer. She was married to a violinist who was very active in New York City, Philadelphia first, and Baltimore, played the symphonies there. Luba went to the Middleton? In New England, Middlebury College, and took her master's in Russian literature. After she divorced this man, she never remarried. And regrettably had a very unhappy death. She has two daughters, both of whom live in California, Los Angeles. I just saw in October. They each have two children apiece. The oldest daughter, Athena, has a son and daughter, and the younger, Tammy, Tamara, has two daughters. Let it go? I'm trying to get all these thoughts together as you're asking me about these, about the children, the issue of these.
I think we were mainly interested in the brothers and sisters.
Oh, not the children. Oh, not their children.
No, I mean, nice to know about.
Oh, I mean, it's not necessary.
You told us you had one brother. Can you tell us something about him?
Well, he's retired from the Pittsburgh. His father in law business, a Coca-Cola business, a manufacturing company. Children, one married daughter, one two sons, and his other child is a son who's a physician on the West Coast.
In our last interview with you, we were talking about your having lived in Lexington, Kentucky with your husband, and you said Elliot was doing special radar work as a civilian. How long were you in Lexington?
I think it was about 6.5 months. Before that, he had been in Belmar, New Jersey, where he was actually doing work as a specialist in radar at Belmar, where they made contact with Cam Bevins with the moon for the first time Ellie was on that project.
Can you tell us where you next went when you left Lexington?
So after Lexington, we went to Baltimore, and Ellie was on a special project there. We were not there very long, about 2.5 or 3 months. Was called active service. At that time, I came home and waited until he was able to see me again, or not see me again, but have me stay with him for a while. gave him my resignation. I was notified that I had received another raise. And this was after I had my resignation accepted. So they were very, very good and very helpful, and they got me an interviewer's job with the Red Cross. And that was what I did for a while when I came back. But shortly thereafter, I discovered that I was going to have a baby. So I drew the trees and I just spent time with them. And that was my experience during the war. Elliot came in unexpectedly. The night I made it, or the day before I delivered. Are you interested in that kind of stuff?
Sure.
Are you really?
Why not?
Well, it was funny. I came home, as I said, and I was into 6 months pregnant. So I decided, well, I was always a mover. I like to go. And I went to New York with my mother and a girlfriend. I remember we had a staycation, and my gynecologist said, you cannot travel after your 7 months. So I thought, well, I better get in under the deadline. This was 6.5 months. So we had a staycation, and they let me have the double bed on the one side because I was kind of round. And I went to New York with my mother and my girlfriend. We had a bang-up time for a week. And then I came back and I thought, well, now I'm going to relax. And that's what I did until it was time for me to be delivered. Well, my grandmother was visiting at the house, although she lived right close by, as a matter of fact. She lived at that time with my mother. It was on a Saturday, and I went to the movie with my mother the Thursday night before while I was having labor pains. I thought, I'm not sitting and waiting for this. So we went to the movie, and while we were there, became a little bit more acute. My father at that time was in bed with him, getting over a heart condition, so he was all right, but he was alone, except for my grandmother. Well, anyway, we came back, and at midnight, I decided I had better go to the hospital, which I did do. We had a great deal of difficulty. At that time, I was not driving for a number of reasons. Most of all, I was scared to death to drive because I had an accident some years before, and I stopped driving, and the car that Elliot and I had was jacked up on with its wheels off, you know, in the garage because I was sure he was coming home any minute. There was no point in getting rid of the car. Well, we couldn't find anybody to take me to the hospital. And that really was a big hassle until we finally got a taxi. I got to the hospital 1 minute after Dr. Baroni's red light went on because he had warned me and said, if you're not going to deliver the 1st of March, he said, I'm going to be on my vacation, so it's up to you. Well, I got there on March the 1st, but I didn't deliver for 4 days. By this time, it was gone.
What day was this?
March the 4th. Anyway, Elliot had seen a call from the house on, just before I was in succession to this house. He called home to find out how I was feeling, and my grandmother answered the phone and hemmed and hawed, and he immediately knew that there must be something wrong. She didn't tell him I was in the hospital. He was. He had been for 3 days. So he took a train because there was no way that a civilian could get on an airplane just like that. In fact, it was like he got onto a train, I guess. And he got into Pittsburgh sometime during the night, Saturday. And I was coming out of the delivery room at 5:30 or 6 in the morning. Steve was born at 5 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, as I was coming out to go to my room, to be taken to my room, with Steve in my arms, these doors were down in the cellar, wherever the area is at the Elizabeth Steele McGee Hospital, open. And as the nurse pushed through the bed, she said to somebody, thank you. Well, he didn't know it was me that was coming out of that door, but it was. And so that was how he discovered me.
When the war ended, Elliot came back to Pittsburgh.
Came
is that where you started?
Well, yes, we did. places, including MIT and Rockwell.
What is the name of her business?
That's Joanne Tyson House, her maiden name. She uses her maiden name. And T is a rather difficult name, T-Y-C-E-N-H-O-U-S-E. So she's in this business just about 6 months.
Returned to Pittsburgh, what were your interests? Other than raising your family, were you in organization or?
Yes, I was. I was pretty active, I guess most active in the DASA. Not that I didn't do things for council, I guess, show to some, I don't remember anymore, it's so long ago. But I was active in organizations and I don't know how active, certainly not like you and Sylvia. Active enough, particularly in the DASA. I guess that was my main thrust. And
did you go back to a paying job after you
raising the family? There was only one child. It wasn't very much of a family, but it was kind of involving. It was not painful. But anyway, I did go back to acting when he was past 6 years old. I stayed home with his old man, virtually. Except for taking trips and going places, that sort of thing. And I decided that it was time for me to begin doing something again for myself. And I must say that Elliot was a prime factor in that, decision. So I started. In the meantime, though, in the 6 years prior to that, I was doing directing of various groups. Not performing. Well, I did things for the Y, I did things for the local organizations, did it for the Temple Sinai, even though I was not a member there, for Beth Sholem. I was things like for the Hebrew Institute, Hadassah, Council, and for all of them, just the local organizations, that's what I did, because I was home I was home as much as I could during the day.
Did you have interests other than the theater that you weren't involved in?
I was a pianist too. I was a pianist and Harry Franklin.
Was this in your adult life?
Mm-hmm. And also, prior to that, I was a pianist. I was a shop. I was head of the piano department at King University.
And did you perform in various groups for your member of the symphony?
Oh, no. for my own pleasure is right. And I guess I'm the one that got the most pleasure out of it. But anyway, that was something that I did. I did book reviews. Just the usual things that women do when they are not working for a living, I guess, and are interested in keeping fairly active. That's
what about your religious affiliation?
Shall I say, fairly negligible. But we were members of Beth Sholem, my parents were, Elliot's parents were. So we were members of Beth Sholem. And then we gave up that affiliation. And we were members of the Unhappy Syndrome Hebrew Institute, which was an Orthodox congregation, which was more suitable for Elliot. And I still remember that.
Was your son Mark Mitzvah?
Yes, he was a congregation.
And what about his affiliation?
Is he negligible? Non-existent virtually, except for occasional visit of the high holidays. I guess I'm really regretful about that. That his wife is not Jewish. And I guess that makes a difference. Although they were married, they had two weddings, as a matter of fact. Their first one was by a judge, Nathan Schwartz, and then they had a second marriage in the temple. So they did have that. At least I had that, let's put it that way.
I had that. What are the activities that you are involved in?
entails a lot of study. That's what it entails. And it's something that that's really given me a wider horizon, because I was never particularly interested in anything with the arts. Until this happened, it just broadened my horizons, because I'm now interested in things scientific, not of medical proportions or enormous proportions, but certainly in the kind of world in which we live. And this entails going into schools, primary grades, as a lecturer I'm doing dinosaurs this time, and then I'll be doing other programs that are available for study, Ice Age, mammals, prey and predator, that sort of thing, which is part of their program. So that's what I do.
Children don't come to the museum, you go to them.
No, yes, that's correct. I go to them. The children that come to the museum have graduate students in various aspects of natural sciences. I took this morning, for instance, or rather this afternoon, I was listening to a study on the evolution of mammals, and that's what took me over 2 hours to do, and it was given by the mammalian expert. He's the natural history historian. So I get calls by there's a group that works in the museum that makes arrangements and appointments for you. The schools call in. It encompasses all of Allegheny County, and it's both private and public schools. And the teachers will call in and ask for a school visitor to come in to lecture, and I go and bring visual aids, which are enormous and heavy, but very representative of current studies that we give. And the lectures last an hour. That is, each group, we may have two or three at a school in a day, but each lecture is an hour long.
Are you involved in any theatrical work now?
Well, I do an occasional reading. I haven't done a show since 3 summers ago, when I did a Shaw play, Heartbreak House, and Heartwood Acres.
What organization? Was it through Heartwood Acres?
Yes, it was comedy. They had, before, Tech took it over 2 years ago, but prior to that, it was a county project, because Heartwood Acres is the county park that is geared for the arts. I mean, they have the symphony, the ballet, and theater there. They have no sports of any kind. I think they have tennis courts there. It is purely for the arts. It was an interesting experience. And then I've done a couple of programs locally with Nat Elbow in recent years. We opened the series, I guess, in the Bay Israel last season. The beginning of that is 84, September 84. And I mean, just if anything comes up, and I think it's going to be interesting. Do it.
When you say you opened the season, you mean the play was presented?
No. It was a reading that was compiled by Bill Shapiro from a novel. I guess what you call it, a novel. It was a novella, really, a very short thing, and parts of some of the things from Anne Frank that tied in. And Nat and I did this reading that she wrote and compiled, put together, and we've done it maybe 4 or 5 times. And it was September, I guess it was September. The Bay Israel has an educational series like all the synagogues and temples do, and I guess we're going to be opening this particular series. I haven't done anything since, of course. I have been home because I have been traveling.
Can you tell us about Elliot's interests? Did he have community interests?
No, he was not a great joiner. But he was interested in photography, he was interested in numismatics, he was interested in calligraphy, he was interested in painting. So he had a number of faces.
Tell us about his theatrical involvement.
Well, they were rather minimal as far as that was concerned, although said, I'm going to do room service at Pittsburgh Public Theater, and I'm doing the role that Elliot did, Sasha. Which was, so he wanted me to be sure to know so that I could go and see the play and see him in performance. So Elliot was in a number of plays. I don't remember them all. He and I played in a Mozart play together. The play's the thing. He was the old chick, and I was the actress. So we did that one.
How did
he
find time to do all this?
To do what he really was interested in, and at that time he was not involved in the business. He was in, doing, taking care of this business that his father had. I told you about this was the play, the play's a thing we did before we were. But then he was in a couple of things. I think you saw him. Did he do something that I did for the UJF? Was he in that? I think he was. I think there were one or two things that he did there with me. I can't remember that.
Can you make a comparison of the neighborhood in which you lived versus the neighborhood in which your child grew up in?
Yes. I guess I can.
In regards to culture, politics, the economic situation?
Well, we lived, my father opened an apartment building on Locust Street, which is now down, which has been eliminated. It was very close. It was just half a block from the Mercy Hospital. And I lived a rather sheltered life. I mean, we lived there because my father was an observant Jew. He was a Shomer Shabbat, and that means he didn't drive or ride on the Sabbath. Dean of the kosher of the city at the time. And
where was the shul?
The shul? He would walk to the shop of Beth Jacob. And it wasn't until we moved away from Locust Street and moved to Albemarle, at that time he would walk as long as he was able to the Beth Shul. And then in the later years, when he couldn't, then he got special dispensation with us from the rabbi. And Elliot would drive into services and pick him up because he's a Sydney. He had a functional disorder of the legs. Not functional, really, rather where the blood flow.
Circulatory.
Circulatory.